So this story is called The Three Sons of Chief Gitwin Who Mistreat a Frog, as told by Jeffrey Legay and Chris Walker. Chief Gitwin was rich and powerful. He owned houses and canoes and rights to rich hunting and harvesting grounds, and he had a big family with many children and slaves who worked hard and were loyal. One day he called the old chief of his slaves and told him that he was entrusting him with his three sons. He told his slave to make preparations and take his sons out for a picnic. They would need a large canoe with four paddles and mats to sit on, fish tackle, and a fish stick for barbecuing. They probably also took a little pitchwood and a small box with live coals from a fire so that they would be able to start a fire without having to go through the time-consuming business of using a fire drill to get a fire going. And when it was ready, the old slave and the three young men set out. The slave leader had decided where they were going. He gave directions and sat in the back of the canoe, and everyone paddled. They made good time, and when they arrived at their destination, it turned out to be a perfect place for a picnic. They unloaded the canoe and set out together to catch a fish for their picnic feast. It didn't take long, and they had good luck and soon had a large trout that would be perfect. The old man prepared the fire and filleted the fish and started cooking. When the fish was cooked, the old man set it out on a mat and called the boys to come and get it. But before they got there, a frog hopped up on the mat and went straight for the barbecued fish. The oldest boy, the oldest son of Chief Gitwin, saw the frog and was disgusted. He reached down, grabbed the frog roughly, and threw it far into the bush, cursing it like this: "You ugly thing, you spoil our appetite, make us sick. This is our meal. Just stay away from our meal." That is what he said, hateful and unkind. Despite that, it was long before the frog came back, hopping up onto the mat again and jumping onto the fish. So the second brother got up, went over, swore, and grabbed the frog, holding it, and cursed it. "Oh, you ugly, ugly thing, just stay away from our fish and from us." And then he kicked the frog high into the air. He watched it land in a clump of devil's club, and turning, he returned to his meal, looking self-satisfied. Amazingly, within a few minutes, there was movement at the edge of the mat, and the boys could hardly believe their eyes. The frog was back and heading straight for that barbecued trout. Well, the youngest son jumped up this time, grabbed the frog, shouting at it, "You again! What a slow learner! Yuck! I'm going to put you in a place where you won't jump back from." And he threw the frog into the fire. When the frog fell into the fire, there was a series of explosions and blinding flashes that just continued. The old man shouted at the three boys, "Run, quick, to the canoe, and we'll push out and get away from here." All four of them dropped everything and headed toward the canoe, but they were stopped by a voice from behind them. The old man stopped and turned around, and there was a man standing by the fire, someone that he had never seen before. He started speaking, addressing himself to the old man. He said, "Before you get into the canoe, listen to what I have to say. Listen carefully and don't forget a word. Between here and home, you will pass three points of land. When you pass the first point, the eldest son of Chief Gitwin will drop dead. Keep on paddling. When you pass the second point, the second oldest son of Chief Gitwin will drop dead too. And when you pass the third point, the third boy, the youngest of Chief Gitwin, will die too. They'll all be dead by the time you pass the third point of the land on the way back to the village of Chief Gitwin. But don't stop. Keep going. And when you get there, go straight to the house of Gitwin and tell him the story about how the three boys mistreated the frog. When you get through telling him this story, sing this song for him. Listen carefully and remember it so you can sing it exactly as I will sing it. And when you are through singing the song, then you too will die. You will die because you didn't order the sons of Chief Kitquin to leave the frog alone. It is a serious responsibility for the elders to teach young people to treat the frog with respect. That's why you will die along with those who mistreated the frog. That's what the man said, and then he sang the song. And that's the way it happened. The sons of Chief Kitquin died one by one on their way home. And after the old man told the story to Chief Kitquin and sang the song, he too dropped dead. There is still a Chief Kitquin among the Haisla. The name is being held by Taylor Wilson on behalf of his son, once belonged to Geddes Wilson. That song is still sung today, and we still tell the story of the three sons of that Chief Kitquin who mistreated a frog.